This is BBC Radio 6 Music.
6 Music.
Tonight from 6, now playing with Tom Robinson. At 4, John Cooper Clark.
BBC Radio 6 Music.
Right now, it's Guy Garvey's Finest Hour.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B-Belly BC, that's who.
Thank you. Dave Brubeck Quartet, take 5. Paul Desmond, who wrote that piece of music, donated all the royalties, the future royalties, when he died in 1977, to the American Red Cross, and apparently it makes over $100,000 a year for the American Red Cross. That's a nice story to start the show, isn't it? I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and this could be my finest hour. Welcome, everybody, to the programme. It's a Sunday for most of you lot, unless you're listening on the iPlayer, your own personal time machine. For me, it's a Wednesday night. I'm pre-recording the programme, so I won't be responding to any emails that you send during it until at least next week. Do you see what I mean? But yeah, it's a Wednesday evening for me. I've battened down the hatches and turned off my phone, and I've picked you a load of music. In fact, I've picked all the music this week, with the exception of the Beckopedia. He'll be coming along before 2 o'clock, I think. Before 3 o'clock, I should say. Yeah, no Song for Guy recommendations this week, just because I've been listening to loads of music this week, so I filled up my playlist long before I'd looked at your emails. Forgive me. Forgive me. And they're not wasted. I get round to them all eventually. My theme this week, if I have a theme, I suppose I do. I've picked lots and lots of collaborations. It's something that's been on my mind recently. Writing for other people, writing with other people. It's something I've done loads of. I've collaborated with Massive Attack, and I've collaborated with Andy Votel. I've collaborated with Jimmy Goodwin on some of the new stuff that he's putting out quite soon. Very excited, by the way, that Jimmy's playing the Six Music Festival. A great lineup, that. Everybody's buzzing at Six Towers. Yeah, so I've had collaborations in mind, because I've got another couple of collaborations that I'm pondering at the moment. So I've chosen some that you might not know. That's, after all, the point of the finest hour, trying to find music that you've not heard before, or shine a new light on music that you have heard before. So I've picked a load of them, and if I have a featured artist this week, I suppose I do. Let me just check, actually. Yeah, I do. Murray Head is my chosen artist this week, my featured artist. You might be thinking to yourself, One Night in Bangkok, Murray Head. That doesn't seem very Six Music. But no, I haven't chosen that tune. I'm strangely linked to Murray Head in a way that I'll let you know about later on. And I want to shine a light on his record. There I go again, shining lights. I want to shine a light on a record of his called Say It Ain't So, which is a firm family favourite of the family Garvey. And a brilliant record, I think. I've picked a couple of tunes from it anyway. So you might like it, you might not. Stick around and find out. Let's move on now, though, with a tune from AM and Sean Lee. This overlooked record is called Celestial Electric, and this tune's called Down the Line. I mentioned Andy Votel just a moment ago. He's a friend of mine, an old friend of mine. Andy actually did some sleeve notes for this record, which you should buy the record and have a look at. I think they're the best sleeve notes I've ever read. Very, very interesting. I'm going to leave that mysterious note in the air, because you should go and buy it. It is, once again, AM and Sean Lee from the album Celestial Electric, the first of this week's collaborations. It's called Down the Line. Happy Sunday. We just wanna laugh at you. And Sean Lee from the album Celestial Light, that's down the line. It's great, isn't it? Do go and buy it. It's a wicked record. Okay. On to my featured artist this week, Murray Head. Now, you might know him from One Night in Bangkok and Superstar, from Jesus Christ Superstar. And the other record that he's known for is called Say It Ain't So, and it's got some great tunes on it. I really love his voice. I think it's one of them that's going to divide opinion. He's got a very, very high, crystalline voice. It's something I'm a huge fan of, though. I like Brian Kennedy's voice. I like John Anderson's voice, as you know. Play a lot of Yes and John and Vangelis on The Finest Hour. But yeah, I really, really love his tune. I said I was mysteriously linked to Murray Head. I am. We are linked by our brothers. His younger brother is an actor, Anthony Head, of Buffy the Vampire Slayer fame. He plays, is the character called Giles? I think he is. And my little brother Marcus is an actor as well. And recently they were involved in a sitcom together. And they met and got on and became friends. So there you go. Coincidence, coincidence. And when I was looking at Murray Head's Wikipedia page just a few moments ago, I noticed that his birthday's the day before mine. There you go. How strange. Anyway, this tune I've loved since I can remember. Say It Ain't So, from the album of the same name. The phrase itself, Say It Ain't So, is linked with a baseball scandal involving a player called Shoeless Joe Jackson. You can hear it in the lyrics of the song, but Joe Jackson was a hero in the 1920s. In fact, he was banned from playing in 1920 for game rigging, baseball game rigging. It was a scandal called the Black Sox scandal. And apparently when he came out of court after giving his testimony to the grand jury, where he admitted his guilt to being involved in the scandal, there was 200, 300 youngsters outside waiting for him. And one of them ran up and grabbed his sleeve and apparently said, "Say it ain't so, Joe." And he said, "Yes, kid, I'm afraid it is." So there you go. This song is all about shattered dreams on a national scale, but some incredible vocal acrobatics in it, and just a beautifully crafted song. My featured artist this week, Murray Head, and Say It Ain't So.
Say it ain't so, Joe, please. Say it ain't so. That's not what I wanna hear, Joe, and I got a right to know. Say it ain't so, Joe, please. Say it ain't so. I'm sure they're telling us lies, Joe, please. Tell us it ain't so. They told us that our hero had played his trump card. He doesn't know how to go on. They're clinging to his charm and determined smile, but the good old days have gone. The image and the empire may be falling apart. One man's word held the country together, but the truth is getting fierce. Say it ain't so, Joe, please. Say it ain't so. We pinned our hopes on you, Joe, and they're ruining our show. Say it ain't so.
Murrayhead and Say It Ain't So from the album of the same name. I thought that was great. Do let us know what you think. guy.6music@bbc.co.uk.
Six Music.
Welcome to the BBC Introducing Mixtape. 60 minutes of top tunes every week by some of the finest artists you've never heard of. A big part of my passion for this is the fact that I was 30 years on the road as a recording artist myself. I banged at the doors of the BBC because if the BBC didn't play you on the radio, nobody would ever get to hear your music. BBC Introducing turns that on its head. It lets down the ladders for people who don't have insider contacts or a plug. All you have to be is good. Music that just smacks you around the ears. If we like it, we play it. The BBC Introducing Mixtape.
With Tom Robinson.
Six Music.
Supporting unsigned, undiscovered and under-the-radar musicians.
Download it now at the Six Music website.
Jolly Jupiter, it's Guy Garvey's finest hour.
My theme is collaborations. And here's one from a man with a grizzle in his voice. I've got a bit of a cold, I don't know if you can tell, but it's giving me a bit of grizzle, a grizzly undertone, a lot like the one that Lee Hazelwood has on this tune. This is Hilly featuring Lee Hazelwood, and this lovely thing is called At the Top of the World.
At the top of the world there's an island, a place where the sun never shines, but the people don't care because the snow over there is so bright they nearly go blind. Foot of a mountain where the flowers last hardly a day, but they live off the land and lend each other a hand on this island where night is their day. They have punished me if I dare tell you, and if I ask them they'd say they don't know. But what keeps them healthy even though they're not wealthy on this magical island is snow. As they fall look like candy, and the children rush out when it snows for a treat. Then they open their mouths and gulp down the flakes, because nothing on earth tastes so sweet. But then one dark day, smoke blew in their way and the temperatures got higher. On the horizon they saw fire, and the waters did rise, and the snow started melting away. And the people weren't tearful, or fearful or scared, because the secret was out there. At last, the secret was shared. They watched as the ice turned to water and streamed down into the sea and lit up the ocean and crept in slow motion toward a world they never did see. And people in lands around the planet were in shock as the light came to shore and lit up the beaches. Even their teachers couldn't say what the bright light was for. It flowed upstream through the mountains, burst out through their fountains, breaking all life's natural laws, till it lit up the planet. And all who lived on it were touched by this magical force, and they looked all around at the sky and at the ground, and they realized the damage they'd done. As they started to cry, their tears filled the sky, and the black storm clouds gathered above. And then the heavens opened, and the rains came to show them that their world needs a little more love. At the top of the world there's an island, a place where the sun never shines, but the people don't care, because the snow over there is so bright the sun's in their mind.
That was Hilly featuring Lee Hazelwood, a couple of H's there, At the Top of the World. I only noticed those H's because Herbie Hancock made an album called Headhunters. That's a load of H's as well. And this is a song called Watermelon Man. I played this last, to my knowledge, when I was on holiday with a load of mates, and one of them suggested infusing a watermelon with a bottle of gin. It kind of worked. I think there's probably a bit more knack to it than just punching a couple of holes in and sticking the gin upside down in it. Anyway, please drink responsibly. Here's Herbie. Sounds like he's emptied some of these bottles, actually, doesn't it?
Thank you.
This is BBC Radio.
Six Music.
BBC News at 2:30. This is Anthony Birchley. A 16-year-old boy arrested on suspicion of murdering a 17-year-old girl in Surrey has been sectioned under the Mental Health Act. No post-mortem examination is yet being carried out on the body of the teenager, which was found at a flat in Oxted on Friday evening. The Shadow Chancellor Ed Balls has insisted Labour is not anti-business after criticism of the party's plans to increase the top rate of income tax to 50 pence. He described it as a fair measure. But Lord Jones, who was a trade minister in the last Labour government, said it would deter investment.
I get around the world just begging people to come and invest in this country. I, you know, advise companies to invest in this country. And there's a sign-up. If this party come in, they will put up tax. And by the way, it won't be as low-tax economy.
Moves to ban the sale of e-cigarettes to under-18s in England have been welcomed by health campaigners and one manufacturer. It's thought e-cigarettes, which produce a vapour containing nicotine, may give children a taste for smoking. Foreign Secretary William Hague has said that the government is working on plans for Britain to take in some particularly vulnerable Syrian refugees. Mr. Hague also welcomed the continuing Syrian peace talks in Geneva, which today are set to focus on the release of prisoners and kidnapped people. But Dr. Boutena Shaban, who's a Syrian president advisor at the talks, doubt what progress can be made with such a limited group representing the opposition.
We can't discuss the future of Syria with a small group of people who we doubt whom do they represent. When we discuss the future of Syria, we have discussed it with a huge spectrum of people who truly represent Syrian people.
In the Ukraine, there are reports that several thousand protesters are trying to storm an administrative building in the southeast of the country. Police have used tear gas and smoke grenades. And in tennis, the Swiss player Stanislav Wawrinka is the new men's Australian Open champion. He beat the world number one, Rafael Nadal, in four sets at the Rod Laver Arena in Melbourne. That's Six Music News. Your next update is at 3:30.
This is Six Music.
This is
BBC Radio
Six Music.
Thank goodness for hydrostatic equilibrium.
Oh, and Guy Garvey's Finest Hour on Six Music.
Give you till the morning comes, till the morning comes, till the morning comes. I'm only waiting till the morning comes, till the morning comes, till the morning comes.
Neil, Vince, Vince, Neil. Thank you. Vince Guaraldi Trio, it's called Linus and Lucy. It's from an album called A Boy Named Charlie Brown. Yeah, if you were wondering where you knew that from, it was part of the theme music to the Peanuts cartoons. A lovely piece of music though, isn't it? And the sort of recording, it sounds like it's been done in someone's front room. If you know anything else about Vince Guaraldi, I could look on the internet, but what's the fun in that? Do get in touch, guy.6music@bbc.co.uk. My theme is collaborations, and this is 808 State featuring James Dean Bradfield. This is one of those songs that when the members of Elbow heard it many years ago, we all fell in love with it. It was really sort of ahead of its time, really. It's got a strange time signature. James Dean Bradfield's voice on it is stunning, and I believe Brian Eno was involved in the production somehow. I remember when, before we were Elbow, before the band was Elbow, we were called Soft. Because we're all big soft lads, perhaps. And I remember seeing Graham Massey from 808 State in a deli in town and thrusting a demo into his hand and saying, if you ever want somebody to collaborate with you, I'd love to do it. And it was on account of hearing this collaboration with James Dean Bradfield. Many years later, he got back in touch. And we did do a collaboration, a track called Lemon Soul. I'm not going to play it on this programme because I helped write it and that would contravene the BBC guidelines, as well as being, you know, a bit rude. Anyway, this amazing thing is 808 State featuring James Dean Bradfield, who's also become my friend since, and it's called Lopez. And if you like it, go and buy it.
Oh,
808 State featuring James Dean Bradfield, that was Lopez. It's out on an album called Don Solaris, the deluxe version, if you want to go and find it. But yeah, I think that's wonderful. The Chieftains and Bon Iver did this beautiful thing on an album called Voice of Ages, which was the Chieftains collaborating with lots of different artists. I mean, they're just such an amazing group in the first place, and this is why I love collaborations. Listen how well this works. It's beautiful. Down in the Willow Gardens.
Down in the Willow Garden, where we and my true love did meet, you was there.
Down in the Willow Gardens by the Chieftains and Bon Iver, from an album called Voice of Ages, which really is a special one. Go and get it, it's great. All the collaborations on there are beautiful. Laura Marling's a mate of mine. I was talking to her with some other mates the other night, And I was reminded of this song. It's really touching. Shows a calibre and class, I think. From the album A Creature I Don't Know, this is the amazing Night After Night.
Darling, I loved you, I long to become you and know what it is that you gave. We dance the sorrow, forgive me, tomorrow I pray. Night after night, day after day, would you watch my body weaken, my mind drift away? Dear lover forsaken, our love is taken away. Oh, you're my speaker, my innocence keeper. I don't, night after night, day after day, would you watch my body weaken, my mind drift away? Lover forgiven, my love is driven by rage. Oh, I should just leave you instead of deceive you, but I don't. Night after night, day after day, would you watch my body weaken, my mind drift away? Count to no one, hold nobody's ear. I showed you my hand once and you hit me in fear. I don't stand for the devil, I don't whisper in ears. I stand on the mountains and call people to hear. Sudden burst of light, it's a fate foretold. It is knowing, it is knowing. He longs for the answers, as all of us must. He longs for the woman who will conquer his lust. He screams in the night, I scream in the day. We weep in the evening and lie naked and pray. Night after night, day after day. Night after night, day after day. Night after night, day after day, would you watch my body weaken, my mind drift away? It's a tempting communion, it's a fate foretold. It is knowing, it is knowing. What it is that you're told. Mm-hmm.
brilliant Laura Marling, and from A Creature I Don't Know, that's Night After Night.
I didn't want to be a DJ. I got offered the gig at a Roxy by default. Punk came along and created a musical ground zero. Andrew opened the punk rock club and there wasn't a DJ, and I'd been playing music in the shop, getting a great response to that, and he said, Don, have a go at DJing. And I thought, hey, why not?
This is Don Letts.
I mean, it's how I live. I mean, I listen to music 24/7. I go to bed with the radio on. Culture Clash Radio reflects my musical journey, which started way back when and ends, well, it doesn't, and that's the point. Another thing that I do is I try to embrace the new, because I think we're duty bound to shine a light on stuff that might otherwise slip under the radar. You know, it's all got a place in my world.
Don Letts, Culture Clash Radio.
Tonight, from 10.
On BBC Radio
6 Music.
Guy Garvey on 6.
A circumpolar star, if ever I saw one.
I've got a bit of a thing for doo-wop. Close harmony, generally, even if it's a little bit cheesy. This one is a little bit cheesy, but in a kind of quite music from a more innocent age kind of way. This is the Fleetwoods and Come Softly to Me. Take it away.
Dum do dum do be do dum softly, dum darling, 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 do be do dum softly, darling, come to me, stay, you're my obsession. So please hold, hold me so tight, all through the night.
I speak softly, darling, hear what I say. I love you always, always, always.
I've waited, waited so long for your kisses and your love. Do-do-do. Please come to me. Do-do-do. From up above. Do-do-do.
Come softly, darling. Come softly, I love darling.
So. Come. I need you so much.
Cute, wasn't it? The Fleetwoods and Come Softly to Me. Perfect Sunday afternoon music, I'm sure you'll agree. The Beckopedia is here. Now then.
Now then. There's a film composer who, in his career so far, has written over 70 scores, been nominated for 11 Academy Awards, won 3 BAFTAs and 5 Grammys. I'm certain you'll own at least one of his films and will have seen many more of them, and yet many people will only recognise him for one piece, and only then because it was cannibalised and turned into house music. I'm talking about Thomas Newman, a third-generation film composer whose versatile credits include Skyfall, Erin Brockovich, Finding Nemo, American Beauty and The Shawshank Redemption. Newman is one of those composers who, once you've tuned into him, you'll always recognise. Not because his work is repetitive, but because he has a way of pushing a chord progression to where you least expect it to go, revealing the most startling and beautiful combinations of notes. He also puts together strange and rare instruments, particularly percussion and strings, and uses them, along with natural sounds such as chirping cicadas, to create the most intricate and wonderful musical landscapes. Just listening to what he brings out of the fiddle, cello and bass bowed dulcimer in this piece from The Horse Whisperer makes me wonder just what type of miracle he'd have to produce to finally win that Oscar. And why am I telling you this? Because you need to know.
This is BBC Radio 6 Music.
Guy Garvey's Finest Hour. Listening is doing your duty.
My funny Valentine, sweet comic Valentine, you make me smile with my heart. Your looks are laughable, unphotographable, yet you're my favorite work of art. Is your figure less than Greek? Is your mouth a little weak when you open it to speak? Are you smart? But don't change your hair for me, not if you care for me. Stay, little Valentine, stay. Thank you. Each day is Valentine's Day.
Got to love a bit of Chet on a Sunday, haven't you? Little Dragon Alert.
And
was Little Dragon with Crystal Film from the album Ritual Union. I make no secret of the fact that I adore that group. And I played that this week because I've had some exciting news. Peter Hardy, who works on the programme, got in touch with him because their people have been in touch with him and told him that they've heard the mastered version of the new Little Dragon album. So we've got a new record on the way. I'll give you more news when I have it. And probably dedicate a programme to it because I love them that much. This next tune is a live recording from Woodstock. I love the fact that recording exists, that we can hear live events that happened so long ago in such clarity. I think it's amazing. It's part of our daily lives now, is it? We photograph everything, we record everything. We're going to be the best documented generation, I think. And I think it's a wonderful thing that we've got this stuff from all these years ago. This is Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young. It's Guinevere, and to set the scene for you, they played quite late at night. I think it's a lovely version of a lovely song.
Why can't she see me? Dum 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 da da da. Guinevere drew pentagram. Like yours, lady, like yours. Late at night, when she thought that no one was watching at all. On the wall. She turns her gaze down the slope to the harbor. There I lay anchored for a day. Like yours, lady, like yours. Stream.
warm wind down by the bay. Yesterday, seagulls circled endlessly and sing in silent harmony. We both shall be free. Dum 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 dum.
Technically a collaboration, Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young recorded live at the Woodstock Festival, and that was Guinevere. Moving straight on to another collaboration that I love, one that was recommended to me by an old friend of mine, Tom Sheehan. Tom is probably, I'm gonna go for it, I think he's probably the most eminent rock photographer still working. He's been at it for donkeys, as he's always he's always making a point of that. He refers to himself as the mature lensman. He's a delightful human being and a good old pal. The band are having their picture taken, not something we're fond of, if I'm honest. We were having our picture taken all over Manchester the other day, and it was great to see Tommy. The other great thing about Tom Sheehan is his exhaustive knowledge of all music and love of it as well. He should have his own programme on this very network. He's an amazing character. And he introduced me to this song. It's a collaboration between Beth Gibbons and Paul Webb, former bass player. Did you see, I got it right there. Thank you. Former bass player with Talk Talk. There's two giants. Beth Gibbons of Portishead and Paul Webb of Talk Talk. And yeah, Tom Sheehan, my mate, and rock photographer extraordinaire. Do have a look at his work. He has an exhibition on as well. You just check it out. He's photographed everybody. This song is called Mysteries. And, well, it's beautiful.
Be there anytime.
Original British drama on BBC One.
Welcome to our glorious enterprise. We're going to build a new France.
How?
We kill the king and queen. The poor and the dispossessed will rise up and join us.
Dark forces are at work in 17th century France.
No one outwits Vadim.
It's too dangerous.
I can do this. Trust me.
The king and I should attend mass as planned.
She's a very attractive woman.
She's not a woman. She's the queen.
The Musketeers continues tonight at 9 on BBC One and BBC One HD.
Guy Garvey on Six Music.
The matter and the antimatter.
Smoggawatt and Marvellous. I was talking about this tune last night with Peter Jobson. I was saying how I'd love to one day do an album with him of train covers, just covers about songs that involve trains, because I've realised I love loads of songs that involve trains. In fact, there you go, kids. That's next week's theme taken care of. Train songs. Let's have your suggestions next week. I want to start with this one. Everybody's done this one. It's such a great tune, but I think Smog's version's the best. From A River Ain't Too Much to Love, which is the best place to start with Smog if you don't own any, this is their version of, or rather his version of, In the Pines.
Well, the longest train I ever saw went down there, Georgia line. Well, the engine went by and 6 o'clock, and the cab went by at 9. In the pines, where the sun never shines. And we shiver when the north wind blows. I asked the captain for the time of day. He said he threw his watch away. A long and steel ray and a short cross tie, and I'm on my way back home. In the pines, in the pines, where the sun never shines, and we shiver when the north wind blows. Little girl, little girl, What have I done that makes you treat me this way? Well, you have caused me to weep. You caused me to moan. You caused me to leave my home. In the pines, where the sun never shines, and we shiver when the north wind blows.
Smog and In the Pines from A River Ain't Too Much to Love. So my theme this week is collaborations, and here's one now with Nouvelle Vague and Ian McCulloch. It's called All My Colours, and it came out in 2009, I think. That's what I want to say anyway. Very smoky, very noirish. Once again, Nouvelle Vague with All My Colours, and this features Echo and the Bunnymen's Ian McCulloch.
Symbol, 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 symbol. turn to clouds, all my colors turn to clouds.
News.
Big music. This is BBC Radio
6 Music.
BBC News at 3:30. This is Anthony Birchley. The Shadow Chancellor Ed Balls has insisted that Labour is on the side of business, despite a backlash over its plans to reinstate the 50 pence tax rate. Some business leaders suggest the policy could jeopardise the economic recovery. The chief executive of the London Stock Exchange is Javier Rolet.
I think fiscal policy sends a powerful message and has a powerful impact on investment decisions. So yes, personal income tax, but also corporate income tax, do have a significant bearing on those investment decisions.
Health campaigners have welcomed the news that moves are underway to ban the sale of e-cigarettes to under-18s. They say electronic cigarettes, which produce a vapour containing nicotine, could give children a taste for smoking. A 16-year-old boy arrested on suspicion of murdering a 17-year-old girl in Surrey has been sectioned under the Mental Health Act. The girl's body was found in a flat in Oxted on Friday. Post-mortem examination hasn't yet been carried out. The Foreign Secretary, William Hague, says ministers are working on a plan to give asylum to some of the victims of the civil war in Syria. Mr. Hague said an announcement would follow over the next few days. Peace talks are continuing between two sides in Geneva. And reports from Ukraine say violent anti-government protests are spreading across the country. Protests began in the capital, Kiev, 2 months ago when President Yanukovych dropped a long-awaited agreement to deepen ties with the EU. The BBC's Duncan Crawford is in Kiev.
We've seen a number of demonstrations take place in different cities, particularly in the west of Ukraine, where European sentiment is felt strongest, but they are spreading once again, and demonstrators are taking over government administrative buildings. We are getting reports of clashes in a number of cities between anti-government demonstrators and riot police. Similar situation, really, to what we've seen here in Kiev.
And a climber has survived a 200-foot fall. He suffered only a broken ankle because the snow cushioned his fall. That's BBC News. More at 4:30.
This is BBC Radio 6 Music.
6 Music.
6 Music.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B, Barry BC, that's who.
Thank you.
chord progression on that song I just think is marvellous. Beach House, and from the album Teen Dream, that's Zebra, or Zebra as they may say. I love it. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow. Between now and 4 o'clock I've got some more tunes for you, including this next one from my featured artist this week, Murray Head. It's from the album Say It Ain't So, we heard one in the first hour, and this thing is called When I'm Yours. Anthony Head, his brother of Buffy and the Vampire Slayer, Buffy the Vampire Slayer fame, he plays Giles. I think he's called Giles, have I got that right? Anthony Head apparently supplies backing vocals for his brother. It's not something I've let our Marcus do yet, but something maybe I will one day. I think this is great. When I'm Yours.
Touching to please and with your smile, cursing with ease and with your smile, kindle the flame and with your smile you burn me. I'd rather you told me that you couldn't care less than put me through numbers that feel like a test. I want you. I don't get taken for granted when I'm yours. Turning me on and with your eyes, playing along and with your eyes, coming on strong and with your eyes, you burn me. Searching to please and with your smile, cursing with ease and with your smile, kindle the flame and with your smile you burn me. I'd rather you told me that you couldn't care less than put me through numbers that feel like a test. I want you. I'll be yours to call. I won't demand. But I gotta know that I'm wanted, that I don't get taken for granted when I'm yours.
And When I'm Yours, my featured artist this week, just to give you cool cats a curveball, know what I mean? He does a version on the album that's from, Say It Ain't So. He does a version of this next song, Someone's Rocking My Dreamboat. I prefer this version by the Inkspots from their album My Prayer. I love the Inkspots. I'm a huge fan of Spooky Doo-Wop. In fact, that's my new stage name. Ladies and gentlemen, Spooky Doo-Wop. Yeah, here's the Inkspots with Someone's Rocking My Dreamboat.
Someone's rocking my dream boat. Someone's invading my dream. We were sailing along, so peaceful and calm. Suddenly something went wrong. Someone's rocking my dream boat, disturbing a beautiful dream. It's a mystery to me, this mutiny at sea. Who can it be? A friendly breeze gave us a start to a paradise of our own. All at once a storm blew us apart and left me drifting alone. Someone's rocking my dream boat. I'm captain without any crew, but with love as my guide, I'll follow the tide. I'll keep sailing till I find you.
Someone's rocking my dream boat. Someone's invading my dream.
We were sailing along, so peaceful and calm. Suddenly something went wrong.
Someone's rocking my dream boat, disturbing a beautiful dream.
It's a mystery to me, this mutiny at sea. Who can it be?
Who can it be?
A friendly breeze gave us a start to a paradise of our own. All at once a storm blew us apart and left me drifting alone.
Someone's rocking my dream boat. I'm captain without any crew,
but with love as my guide, I'll follow the tide. I'll keep sailing till I find you.
Spooky doo-wop indeed. That's Someone's Rocking My Dreamboat by the Inkspots. I'm going to play more Inkspots. I think they're great. And there's something great about it for a Sunday afternoon, don't you think? Or a Sunday evening, depending when you're listening. I'm going to try and fit some more in before the end of the show, but now I'm going to play you a tune by Arthur Russell. New to me until this week, a friend of mine introduced me to his music. He was born Charles Arthur Russell. He was an American cellist, composer, singer and musician whose work spanned the genres of classical, disco, experimental folk and rock. He worked with Allen Ginsberg, Philip Glass, Talking Heads, Jennifer Warnes, Bootsy Collins and Nicky Siano, amongst others. And because of a chronic inability to finish projects, while he was alive, he only released one record, World of Echo, on Rough Trade Records. Russell died from AIDS in 1992, in relative obscurity and nearly broke, but through the noughties, a series of reissues, compilations and books have significantly raised his profile. I was reading that off a page, in case you were wondering. This is a lovely thing. It's called I Couldn't Say It to Your Face. And ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce you to Arthur Russell.
I couldn't say it to your face, but I won't be around. Say to your
your face, but I won't be around anymore. I needed a place, so I walked in the door. I couldn't say it to your face, but I won't be around anymore. It's my world, it's my song. Didn't ask you to sing along. In my arms, you girl, you won't be here to say I'm wrong. I couldn't say it to your face, but I won't be around anymore. I couldn't say
who I think warrants more exploration. That's Arthur Russell, and I Couldn't Say It to Your Face.
When I was growing up and trying to listen to records and trying to hear new stuff, it was more or less impossible. And even if it did appear on the radio and you did know what it was, then you'd no chance of buying it at any of the record shops in Bolton because they'd never heard of anything.
No, I ain't got that.
It was so hard getting new music that I used to tape on an open reel tape recorder with the microphone in front of the telly, Top of the Pops. I could hear my grandma and my auntie Minnie talking in the background. That was the only way I had of getting these songs and keeping them. How amazing then to have playlists and app. So if you're listening to Six Music online or through the iPlayer radio app and hear a track you like, BBC Playlister lets you add it to your own BBC playlist. There it's saved for you to come back to at any time. To find out more, go to bbc.co.uk/playlister.
Thank goodness for Hydrostatic Equilibrium.
Oh, and Guy Garvey's Finest Hour on Six Music.
This next tune is by This Is The Kit. It is a collaboration. I haven't got my notes in front of me, and I can't remember which member of Portishead collaborated with our Kate on this, but it's a great tune. It's called Earthquake, and it's moody.
Ooh.
Brûlé. This is The Kit and Earthquake. I'm going to play you a song by Laura Veers now from the album July Flame. This is Sleeper in the Valley. Laura Veers, I think, is going to be my profiled artist next week. Here she is. For Laura Veers, my featured artist next week, that's for Sleeper in the Valley. I'm going to leave you now. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks to the Beckopedia, of course, and to Peter and Michelle and everyone who helps me put the programme together at Media City Salford. I'll see you all next week. Good afternoon, Mrs. Harrington, and here are the Pretenders.